Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper-fast-paced business world.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, we are going to talk about building something that lasts, a growth engine for your business that keeps generating leads, generating customers, generating revenue, even when you're not actively working on it. I'm not talking about some magical set it and forget it scheme because they don't exist as much as random people on the internet try and tell you they exist. I'm talking about a content marketing flywheel. This is my personal content marketing strategy. This should be at least a bit of your content marketing strategy. What is the content marketing flywheel? It is your perpetual growth machine. Imagine a flywheel. If you don't know what a flywheel is a massive, heavy wheel that takes effort to get spinning. But once it gains momentum, it becomes a self-sustaining force. It generates its own energy with every revolution. That's the power of a content marketing flywheel. Because unlike a traditional sales funnel where you post content, hopefully viral content, you run ads, it attracts leads who enter at the top of the funnel and hopefully exit as customers at the bottom. A flywheel is circular and continuous. Every piece of content you create adds energy to the system, attracting, engaging, and delighting your audience. And as the flywheel spins faster, it generates more leads, more customers, more revenue. This is what I've used to build my own brand on social, and it's how you win on social in 2024. It's also a relatively simple two-step process. Step one is pillar content. Step two is cluster content. Here's how to use it for your business. What is pillar content? This is the foundation of your flywheel, because the content flywheel will always start with pillar content. Think of pillar content as the central hub of your flywheel, the cornerstone piece that supports everything else. It's comprehensive, in-depth content. Think long-form blog post, ebook, long-form video, podcast that covers a core topic related to your business. An example of this would be HubSpot's marketing blog. So HubSpot is a leading marketing software company. They have built a massive content flywheel around its blog. Their pillar content includes comprehensive guides on topics like inbound marketing, content marketing, social media marketing. These guides are regularly updated and linked to form other blog posts, social media posts, email campaigns, creating a web of interconnected content that keeps that flywheel spinning. Now, the second piece to this content flywheel is cluster content. Cluster content is the supporting content that branches off from your pillar content. So it delves deeper into specific subtopics. It provides additional value and context for your audience. This could include blog posts being pulled from a long-form video, infographics, videos, social media posts. An example of this would be Backlinko's Skyscraper Technique Guide. So Brian Dean, the founder of Backlinko, created a pillar piece of content on the Skyscraper Technique, which is a strategy for building high-quality backlinks to your website. Then he created cluster content around related topics like keyword research, content promotion, link outreach. This interconnected web of content has helped Backlinko become a leading authority in the SEO space. So you have this one pillar piece, and then you have all these derivative cluster pieces of content. So now you have your pillar content and your derivative content. So right off the bat, you've already optimized your content creation process, because you're not always creating net new content. You have this pillar, derivative, pillar, cluster strategy. Now, how does this play into the flywheel? How does this actually generate growth? Well, you're going to start posting this pillar content and this cluster content, which attracts your target audience through search engine, SEO, social media, other channels. Because your pillar and cluster content is useful for your audience, it's going to keep your audience engaged by providing tons of valuable information, insights, solutions. It's going to delight your audience. Your content is going to exceed expectations. It's going to be well-researched, informative, engaging. It's going to eventually convert your audience, because your engaged audience members are now going to be more likely to convert into leads and customers. And then your audience is going to turn into advocates, because your delighted customers are going to become brand advocates, and they're going to share your content because it's useful with their networks, attracting new leads. You could even take it a step further, and you could actually interview your delighted customers and turn them into content. Maybe you could turn a customer into pillar content, recording a long form video podcast with that customer, and then turning that interview into short form video and tweets and blog posts and newsletters. And the cycle continues and the cycle continues. And what you're doing is you're creating a strategy that constantly provides tons of value to your customers. There's not as much lift because you have pillar and cluster content, and you are constantly reusing it, and then turning your customers into advocates, and then turning your customers into not only advocates, but evangelists that want to share your content because it's so useful, and you're making your customers seem smarter. So you are not only optimizing your content strategy, you are creating content that gets additional boost and reach because it is so valuable for your audience. To give you an idea of how I use this particular strategy for my podcast is I record long form video. The long form video gets turned into audio and video. Video goes up on YouTube. Audio gets uploaded to an RSS feed. I have subscribers on YouTube, long form video, as well as audio RSS feed. And then I clip that long form video into short form social posts. So think Reels, TikToks, YouTube Shorts. That gets published. It also gets turned into tweets. It gets turned into a newsletter and a blog post on my website. So that pillar content, which is long form video gets turned into about 50 pieces of cluster content or derivative content that is then reshared and brings new audience members and new fans into my podcast and into my world. And some of them are just subscribers and listeners, but some of the people that actually find my cluster content on social are people that end up turning into new guests for the podcast, which gives me more pillar content, which then again starts the cycle again and again and again. Because when I bring on Seth Godin onto the show, when I bring on Jim Keys, who was a CEO of 7-Eleven and Blockbuster, when I bring on Joe Foster, who was a co-founder of Reebok, guess how they discovered my show? They discovered my show from previous guests that I turned into all this derivative pieces of content. Remember, the flywheel of content is a virtuous cycle. So the more energy you put into it, the more high quality content you create, the faster it spins, the greater your results. Now, I just want to go a step deeper into crafting your pillar content, because this is where the flywheel really starts, because the pillar content is the foundation. It's the cornerstone piece that supports everything else. It's comprehensive. It's in-depth. It's very useful. Think, again, long-form blog post, ebook, white paper, video series that covers a core topic related to your business. So some real-world examples, if you want to go search these, Intercom's Ultimate Guide to Customer Onboarding. This is a pillar piece of content that Intercom put out that covers everything you need to know about creating a successful customer onboarding experience. It's packed with tons of actionable tips, real-world examples, data-backed insights. Ahrefs, The Beginner's Guide to SEO, another great example of pillar content. This is a comprehensive guide that covers all the basics of SEO, from keyword research to on-page optimization to link building. It's a one-stop shop for anyone looking to improve their website's search rankings. Great pillar piece. These, again, Intercom and Ahrefs, that was two written pillar pieces. I just described to you how I use my video podcast as a video pillar piece of content. Another example would be Buffer's State of Social 2023 report. This is an annual report that dives deep into the latest social trends, provides tons of valuable insights for marketers and businesses and entrepreneurs. So you can see there's a variety of different kinds of pieces of pillar content, whether or not it's written or whether or not it's video. But the point is, your pillar content is going to allow you to create all these derivative cluster pieces of content. So just a few thoughts for creating your pillar content. You want to choose a broad topic. So your pillar content should cover a broad topic that is relevant to your target audience, but covers enough that can be broken down into all these derivative cluster pieces. You want to go in depth. So you don't be afraid to go in depth into the details. So the more comprehensive and useful your pillar content is, the more valuable it will be to the audience. You can try and make it evergreen. That's always a smart idea, because think about the fact that you're going to be repurposing this again and again and again, because you want it to be relevant and valuable for years to come. I'll just use me as an example again. I still repurpose clips from interviews that I've done 5 years ago on my social. No one knows that this was recorded 5 years ago. It's still a relevant thought that's evergreen that does really well on my social. And then promote it. You aren't just going to build it and let it sit and collect dust in the attic. You want to promote it hard across your channels to ensure it reaches the widest possible audience.
If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right, so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Now, after you've created your pillar content, you have to build out your derivative cluster content. This is the content that supports the pillar content that sort of branches off from your pillar content. It can dive deeper into specific subtopics. It can provide additional value and context. Just to give you some real world examples from those three particular pillar pieces that I just spoke about, Intercom, Ahrefs, and Buffer, Intercom's blog posts on specific customer onboarding tactics tie back to the topics covered in their pillar guide, provides more detailed instructions and more examples. Ahrefs' blog posts on specific SEO techniques provide step-by-step instructions on how to implement the techniques that were described and discussed in the pillar content, like keyword research and link building. And then Buffer's social media posts highlight key findings from the report. So social media posts, think LinkedIn, Instagram, they'll share bite-sized insights from the report, and it makes it more digestible for their audience. It also means they don't have to rethink of all this new social content because they already have these facts and stats in this pillar piece. So remember, when you're creating cluster content, which is just derivative content from ideas discussed in your pillar content, you can pull anything out of it. You can use a variety of different formats. You can do infographics, videos, social posts, tweets. You can literally take one-liners from your pillar content and tweet them as is, or turn them into a graphic in Canva and upload it on Instagram. Or you can take a thought and record a 30-second talking head reel on that particular thought that you had in your pillar content. The point is, you don't have to think of net new content now because you've put all this energy and effort into your pillar content. So use that as the basis for all your derivative cluster content. And in the cluster content, link back to the pillar content. That is the piece that people are going to consume in full. That is the piece that your biggest advocates, fans, customers, and evangelists are going to want to consume and find incredibly useful and most likely share with their own audiences. Reinforce the authority of the pillar piece. Show all the energy and effort that you've put into creating this pillar piece of content. And then, of course, just like your pillar content, you have to promote. So the cluster content is going to be going out across all your channels all the time, driving traffic back to that pillar piece. Now that you've understood the basic premise of pillar and cluster content and this content flywheel system, here's some other ideas that you can start to incorporate. You can start to repurpose and recycle content. Don't let your content go to waste. Remember, when you post something on social, it's very likely that it's going to only be seen by a very small amount of your audience. So it's okay to go back and repurpose content that you've posted 6 months ago. No one's going to make the connection. It's a really smart way to extend its lifespan and reach new audiences. You can also repurpose across different platforms. So Moz's Whiteboard Friday series, Moz is an SEO tool, but they have a Whiteboard Friday series that just speaks about different SEO and marketing tactics and strategies, but it's repurposed into blog posts, into infographics, into social media snippets. Gary V's content model is very similar to this because he is the master of content repurposing. He takes a single keynote speech, he turns it into dozens of pieces of content, short videos, social posts, blog posts, podcasts. Create once, distribute forever. And if you are running out of ways to repurpose your content, these are the ways that I do it for myself and that I've seen people do it. And there's a lot of other ways, but at least start with these. You turn blog posts into videos, you turn videos into blog posts. When you're turning blog posts into videos, you can create a short explainer video based on your most popular blog post. When you turn videos into blog posts, you transcribe your videos and turn them into blog posts, newsletters, social posts. Turn long form content into short form content. Break down long form content like ebooks and webinars into shorter pieces. Turn data and insights into infographics. Visualize data and insights from your research or your case studies into eye-catching infographics. Just find ways to repurpose things you've already researched and created. You've already put so much energy into creating all this content. Don't let it go to waste. The second way to support this content flywheel effect and mission and strategy is to build a community. Now, there's a lot to building communities, but just at a high level, your audience is never just a collection of leads and customers. They are a potential community. If you start to build a community around your brand, this will just augment the flywheel effect. It'll augment all the energy and effort that you're putting out because a community is more likely to engage and interact and share all the things that you're doing. Some great examples of communities are Sephora's Beauty Insider community. That's an online community that provides space for beauty enthusiasts to connect, share tips, get advice from experts, or review their latest product. Another great online community would be Salesforce's Trailblazer community. It's a hub for Salesforce users to learn, connect, and give back. The point is, you want to create a dedicated online space for your audience, for your customers. Turn them into more than just people that bought your product. Turn them into community members. It could be a Facebook group, a Slack channel, any other platform where your audience can interact with each other. If you can, try and host events, meetups. It's a great way to bring a community together and encourage user-generated content that you could even use in your content strategy. Encourage people to share stories, experiences, insights. This is great because when you have people that are galvanized into a community, all that content marketing strategy that I just discussed, it's like it's pouring fuel on the fire. And lastly, one last way to support this flywheel is to collaborate. Whenever you're trying to augment and improve your online social presence, it always helps to tap into other people's existing audiences. So you could team up with another brand to create a joint marketing campaign. It could involve creating co-branded content, co-branded pillar content, joint events, cross-promoting each other's products or services, or you could do the traditional influencer marketing play. When you bring in influencers to promote your products or your services to their followers, you can leverage an influencer's followers or community, and you can promote your pillar content as well to that community, and then you can bring some of those followers over that you can eventually involve in this flywheel, bring into your own community, turn into brand evangelists. The point is, you should be looking to identify potential partners. Look for brands or influencers that share your target audience and values, and then start to reach out, build these relationships, and brainstorm some really collaborative ideas. Because at the end of the day, you are going to be putting all this energy and effort into this content flywheel. So it always helps if you can enlist some other talent and some other resources and some other communities that can sort of support your effort. Now, lastly, after you have your flywheel up and running, you have your content strategy up and running, you have your pillar content, you have your derivative cluster content, you're repurposing, you're recycling, you've built community, you're working with influencers and other partners, you're doing all the right things, you're going to ask, well, what's next? Well, a couple principles of the flywheel mindset. Patience is a virtue. Building a flywheel takes time. Don't expect overnight results. You want to focus on creating high quality content, building relationships with your audience. The results will come. You want to always be iterating. Your content flywheel is never finished. Continuously experiment, test, refine your approach to find what works best for your business. And you want to think long term. Don't just focus on the next sale or the next lead. Think about how you can create a sustainable engine that will generate growth for years to come. And of course, when you're putting in all this energy and effort, you want to measure your content flywheel success. You want to see if this is working. You can always look at leads and sales, but you probably want to look at leading indicators, not lagging indicators of success. You want to look at website traffic. Are you seeing an increase in website traffic over time? This is a good indicator that your content is starting to attract new visitors. Engagement metrics. Are people spending time on your site, reading your blog posts, watching your videos? This shows that your content is engaging and resonating with your audience. Social shares. Are people sharing your content on social. This is a great sign that your content is valuable and worth sharing with others. Lead generation. Are you generating more leads from your content? Of course, this is the ultimate goal of your flywheel, so it is important to track how many leads you're generating over time. And lastly, customer acquisition. Are you acquiring more customers from your content? This is the final proof that your flywheel is working. Track how many customers you're acquiring from your content, speak to them, ask them how they found out about your brand, and track how much revenue they're generating. Remember, the content flywheel is a long game. It is an ongoing process, but it is building out a well-oiled content machine that will generate a steady stream of leads, customers, and revenue. The traditional sales funnel is dead. It's linear. It's a transactional model that focuses on short-term gains. The content flywheel, on the other hand, is a circular, relational model that focuses on long-term growth. It's a more sustainable, it's a more effective way to build a successful business in 2024 and beyond. Ditch the funnel, embrace the flywheel.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.